Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Chance for storms
today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 74.
Cloudy skies expected
tonight.
Thunderstorms likely.
Lows level off around 50.
Chance of thunderstorms
tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 63.
Cloudy skies expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with an official budget for the state of Kansas passed in the legislature this year. The Kansas Legislative Research Department, or the KLRD, has announced that they are expecting the state to run a near $930 million deficit between now and fiscal year 2029. According to the group, they say looking at the state general funds profile compiled by the Consensus Estimate Group, they say the approved fiscal year of 2025 budget is expected to run a near $930.1 million deficit, with those estimates being pushed out to fiscal year 2029. They say including the beginning of the balance at the beginning of this year, the projected debt is supposed to total near $730.5 million. Governor Kelly has released a statement regarding the issue, saying, quote, today's consensus revenue estimates could be seen as positive news, but in reality, they underscore the seriousness of the financial predicament ahead. The bizarre, irresponsible budget gimmicks used by a Republican-led legislature spent more than the state takes in by nearly $800 million a year.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they say there has been a surge over the past year of imports of cooking oils in the nation. What does that mean for those in the nation's biofuel industry, according to Agriculture Department Chief Economist Seth Meyer?
Almost a year ago at the USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum, the department's chief economist noted this problem as a defined value term.
It's going to be a problem, and it certainly has proven to be an issue of growing volumes of used cooking oil imports.
And Chief Economist Seth Meyer says used cooking oil was one of the few surging imports of farm and food products in 2024. It was also unexpected by several, as our nation grows its own biofuels industry. Yet he explains,
this is being driven by biofuel policy. These are the kinds of things which, when I look forward, are elements not directly in the marketplace. It's these types of policies.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
State officials with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is warning anglers across the state of Kansas to keep an eye out for an invasive fish that need water to survive. As KSNT News reports, the KDWP says they are working on spreading the word among anglers about the invasive species, where the fish is native to Asia, as the northern snakehead are making themselves home in different parts of the U.S., including here in the state of Kansas. They say state conservationists and biologists are concerned about these snakeheads that may wiggle their way into portions of Kansas, where they are able to move about on land for up to 4 days by breathing air to travel into new bodies of water. According to the KDWP Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator, Chris Stephen, they say, quote, introduction of the northern snakehead into Kansas has been a concern for many years, and they have been featured many times in our aquatic invasive species outreach materials, including brochures and on our website. We've even had many replica mounts that are displayed at various events, such as the state fair. Snakeheads so far have been spotted in states of Missouri and moving their way towards Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, good news for unemployment in the state, as Nebraska's latest unemployment numbers have ticked down slowly, sitting at 2.9% after reaching over 3% for the month of February for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic in December of 2020. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, the Nebraska Department of Labor announced March's numbers of 2.9% preliminary as seasonally adjusted unemployment rates, showing the fifth lowest unemployment rate in the nation. Overall, the state's unemployment rate, however, is up from 2.6% from just a year ago in March of 2024. According to the Nebraska Department of Labor, they do remind that those that are not working or seeking a job are not considered part of that labor force and are not included in the unemployment rate calculations. As those numbers were released over the weekend, showing Nebraska's private industries with the most growth over the last year included public education and health services, along with construction jobs and mining. Mid-America Network News.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies.
Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Lieutenant Governor David Tolan and representatives with the State Department of Commerce as part of Community Development Week will visit Marysville Thursday morning and tour the Marshall County Health Department, which used design assistance through Kansas Main Street. Public is welcome to meet the Commerce Team Thursday, 8:30 to 9 a.m. at the Marshall County Health Department in Marysville. Frankfort Citywide Garage Sales are this Friday and Saturday. Maps available at many locations in the Frankfort community. Marshall County Tourism is accepting grant applications for 2025 events, brochure, and website development. Event grants may be used toward additional promotion and advertising for community events to be held in Marshall County this year and should be used for increasing participation in tourism. Brochure and website grants may also be used toward development and implementation of these means to further promote tourism through promotion of sites within Marshall County. Applications should be completed and returned for consideration no later than May 1st to Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids. For application forms and details, contact the Marshall County Development Corporation, Marshall County Tourism President Bruce Dierking at Marysville, or Secretary Georgina Lindquist, Blue Rapids. Marshall County Health Department is hosting a community baby shower this Saturday from 9 to noon. The free event is for expecting moms and families with infants up to 6 months of age. Cheryl Scala tells more.
What we're having is a community baby shower here at the Marshall County Health Department, and our focus is on expecting moms with infants up to 6 months of age. And it's on Saturday, April 26th, 9 to 12. Anybody's welcome. We want, you know, fathers, partners, you know, whoever. Oh, it's a great idea to come to this event because you often don't know the community resources that are available. It's just come see us and see what's available in our community. So we have Parents as Teachers, Pepsi, Infant Toddler, Kneecap, Early Head Start. We'll have some things here at the Health Department regarding WIC and what services we offer, and then we have Becoming a Mom classes and breastfeeding. Our breastfeeding educator will be here. We have safe sleep demonstration, and that you will get a free pack and play if you do her little class. And then we'll have the daycare surveyor, a couple of the CanCare reps will be here, and that's state insurance representatives. They'll be here that day. And then the Marysville Library, and we'll have a couple other vendors here. If they come in and visit every booth, then you'll get to be put into a drawing to win a crib or a high chair. There's going to be other random smaller gifts.
Also this Saturday, the Marshall County Health Department will offer the annual Drug Take Back Day.
We have National Drug Take It Back on this very same day as well. So any unused drugs or any unused medications, whether it be prescription or over-the-counter, and we will be taking those drugs at that time through the 9 to 12. Yep, we'll have the Sheriff's Department down here with us for that. So the National Drug Take It Back is in partnership with the Sheriff's Department. In October, when we're roughly around 120 pounds of medications that are disposed of. And we do that twice a year.
Marshall County Historical Society will host author Roberta Reb Allen with a presentation on the Bigelow community this Sunday, 2 p.m. in Frankfort at the Education Center. Public is welcome. A planning meeting in Washington for the Bike Across Kansas event is planned Sunday evening, 7 p.m. at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room. Groups and volunteers willing to provide manpower and manage resources are needed in coordinating the overnight stop in Washington Wednesday, June 11th. For more information, or if you're interested and unable to attend, contact Ryan Kern with Washington County Economic Development. Doris E. Wenzel, age 84, of Pawnee City, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10:30, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Wednesday from 9 until 5,
family will greet friends Wednesday from 3 until 5 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Doris Wenzel. Theodore W. Ted Pinkham, age 75, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday. Family will receive friends 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Ted Pinkham. Morris O. Merrill, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Memorial service will be held at a later date, with the Christy Anders funeral home in charge of arrangements for Morris Merrill. Graveside service for Idonna Roki, who passed away March 18, is planned Saturday, April 26th, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery, Palmer. Ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Idonna Roki. Celebration of Life luncheon for Jean R. Cushing of Lynn, who passed away April 1st, is planned Saturday, April 26th at noon at the Greenleaf Clubhouse, with the Ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Jean Cushing. Mary B. Roop, age 69, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service May 3rd, 10:30, at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation May 2nd, 5 until 7, at the Ward funeral home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Mary Roop. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pork tender, mashed potatoes, peas, and lemon fluff. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, cheesy potatoes, Brussels sprouts, cottage cheese with peaches. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. More scattered showers likely overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Showers continue early on Friday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 70s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Rain showers still continue into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and more scattered showers likely throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some scattered showers are possible into Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then more showers may continue throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then some scattered showers possible throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Still some showers possible throughout Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then more rain Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April, 69. Record high on this date, 94. The average low, 45. The record low is 27. Sunset this evening, 8:13. Sunrise in the morning at 6:37. Wide-ranging precipitation amounts with thunderstorm warnings prompted multiple times Wednesday afternoon. As much as 3, even 4 inches in the Randolph area prompted flash flood warnings. We had just a few hundredths of an inch here at studios in Marysville. Some areas quarter to a half over toward Washington County, half to around an inch. Some dime-size hail down in the Lynn area. It's 56 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 24th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Top two, up two in the East. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Cavaliers, Celtics, the two top seeds in the NBA's Eastern Conference, each holding serve on their home court to start the postseason. Cavaliers, 121-112 win over the Heat in Game 2 last night. Cleveland has now scored at least 120 points in each of its first two games. First time they've done that in franchise history. Celtics, 109-100 over the Magic, taking the first two of that series. Jaylen Brown, 36 in the win for Boston, which played without Jason Tatum. Bone bruise in his wrist. Speaking of being shorthanded, the Warriors, Jimmy Butler taking a nasty fall in the first quarter, leaves the game with the team saying it's a pelvic contusion. He'll have an MRI today. Rockets win the game, beating the Warriors 109-94. They split the first two in Houston. As for Golden State's health, Coach Steve Kerr.
This is the playoffs. It's an incredibly physical sport. Stuff happens. People get injured, and it's all part of it. And there's no time to lament anything. you can feel bad for your player, but you have to move on to what's next. And hopefully Jimmy will be able to play, but if not, then we've got to go through our options.
Game 3 is Saturday on the ice. Dallas, the second straight overtime game-winning goal. They have a 2-1 series lead on Colorado. Dallas has the series lead, but they have led for all of 62 seconds in the series. Kings route the Oilers 6-2. LA winning the first two of that series. Capitals also have a 2-0 series lead. They beat Montreal last night 2-0. Baseball, Mets winning all seven games on their homestand this week, capped by their final at-bat yesterday.
Marte, broken bat flare, shallow center, dunks it for a hit. Here comes Alonso. The throw from Stevenson on the way, not in time. Alonso slides in safely. A Marte parte.
880 ESPN New York. Mets winning 10. Rays winning 11, beating the Diamondbacks 7-6.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Spring into deals with fresh savings at Lowe's. Right now, get four Stay Green or premium 2-cubic-foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances and save $50 on every $500 you spend on select LG appliances. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate at Lowe's.com for more details or qualifying items. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. S&P futures were higher overnight, and traders are hoping stocks will continue retaking lost ground today after two previous days of gains. The rebound coming as President Trump traded his hard line on a trade war with China for a softer approach. 5 years after COVID, Google telling remote workers it's time to come back to work at least 3 days a week if they want to keep their jobs. Earnings season continues. Among the companies reporting today, American Airlines, its shares about half of what they were just this past January. Also today, earnings reports from Google parent Alphabet, Intel, Procter & Gamble, T-Mobile, and Comcast. A new report from the FBI claims America's senior citizens lost $4.8 billion to scammers last year. The scams ranging from fake outstanding toll bills to distress calls from fake grandchildren. People aged 50 to 59 saw the second most losses behind seniors at $2.5 billion. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday to you for the pre-Friday celebration. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. As the last couple days in trading really have been pretty consistent, about the same numbers on the board for the past 2 or 3 days of trading. Mixed in the grains, higher in the livestock is how we finished off the day yesterday. We'll see if that trend continues on through the day today when markets open up in just a bit. Corn market consistently low yesterday. Not a lot of movement, down 3¾ cents for the May corn at 472, even a bushel. The July corn was down 4 pennies at 479 and a quarter of a cent. In the wheat market, May Kansas City wheat was down 8¼ at 537¾. The July was down 8 pennies at 550 and a quarter of a cent. We were mixed in the oats market yesterday as May oats finished off 2 cents lower at 355¾. July oats were in the green a half a cent at 340 even. Later futures were all in the red. Over in the soybean markets, we saw some mostly higher numbers here yesterday as May soybeans finished off 5¼ cents in the green, sitting at 1040 and a quarter. July beans were down by, in the green by 4¼ at 1050 and a quarter of a cent. Soybean meal a little bit lower here overall as May meal was down $1.10 at 290 and 80 cents. July was in the red by 90 cents at 298 and 60 cents. And the soybean oil had some slight green numbers yesterday with May oil finishing 33 cents up at 47.91. July was up 31 cents at 48 and 34 cents overall. Now, looking at your canola yesterday, we saw some decent gains there. May canola was up $3.20 at 6.76 even. The July was up 2.80 at 6.82 and 30 cents. And the cotton market had some decent gains actually yesterday, rebounding from some losses as May cotton finished $1.71 in the green at 68 and 75 cents. We'll see what's in store for us today for a Thursday. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Low magnesium levels induce a disease called grass tetany in beef cattle, which acts fast and can be lethal. With spring being a prime time for grass tetany cases, K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff explains the cause of this affliction.
What happens this time of year, especially with our cool season grasses, are cereal grains that are still growing, like wheat, rye, some of the cover crops. We could have some cool seasons like brome or fescue or different grasses like that that are really flourishing now. That cool season pop, that flushing of the grass really has lower levels of magnesium, some higher levels of some other kind of counteracting, you know, salts. And what we run into is not enough floating through the system.
He discusses the clinical signs of this disease.
They get kind of wobbly. They wobble around. Some of the, if an animal that starts to have low magnesium levels, they might beller a lot more commonly. Not just the regular mooing that you'll hear out in the pasture, but just a continuous kind of beller. They'll strain to urinate continuously. They'll kind of stagger around and kind of sporadically run around. So it's very strange whenever you can see it. When you get closer to them, they may have muscle twitching. We call it fasciculations. So they'll be twitching around, and then as it progresses, they'll go down. They will go down, and it is deadly if we don't intervene in time. It will kill cattle, and unfortunately, that's one of our first symptoms that we really see is we go out to go check our animals, and unfortunately, there's maybe one or two dead animals out in the pasture.
Tarpoff shares treatment methods for grass tetany.
If we have animals that are down, they're still alive, we treat them to be able to give our diagnosis. Because when we treat them, they respond rapidly. They respond quickly, almost to the point that we need to have some concern. So if you do have down animals, contact your veterinarian immediately. We do have some prescription products we can give IV. So it would be intravenous products for magnesium and also calcium. What we see with these low magnesium animals is they'll also have very low levels of calcium. So they need to be supplemented properly and slowly, but we give those products IV. They snap out of it rapidly. So be cautious if you ever have to treat a down cow for grass tetany, because sometimes they can get on the fight right after you treat them.
That was Kansas State University beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff reminding producers of the dangers of grass tetany. Learn more at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Well over 2,000 head of early consignments for today's sale include 5 Runagage Hereford cows, 4 to 5 months bred to black bull, 20 black and red steers nevers weighing 3.5 to 5, 30 weighing 4 to 5, 10 black steers nevers 4 to 5, 30 weighing in at 4 to 5 1/4, 210 black steers nevers weighing 4 to 6, 40 red Angus steers nevers 4 to 6, 15 Hereford steers nevers weighing 4 to 6, lots of 28, 30, and 40 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 600 pounds. 87 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6.5. 10 black and red steers and heifers weigh 450 to 550. 6 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 550. 20 black and red steers and heifers, 450 to 575. Lots of 35 and 20 black steers and heifers weighing 4.5 to 6. 90 Charley Cross steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 650. Lots of 120 and 90 black and red steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 650. 25 black heifers weigh 5 to 550. Lots of 21 and 30 and 28 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 600 pounds. 40 black and red steers weigh 5 to 650. 80 black heifers at 5 to 6.5. 150 black steers weighing 5 to 7. 38 red Angus steers and heifers 5 to 7. 3 black steers at 5.5 to 6. 11 black heifers, 650 to 750. 120 black heifers weigh 8 to 850. 130 black and red heifers, 8 to 850. 30 mixed heifers and 30 mixed steers weighing 800 pounds. 120 crossbred steers, 8.5 to 9. 60 black steers, 875 to 9. 65 black Charley cross steers weigh 9 to 9 1/4. Lots of 60 black steers at 9 to 9 1/4. Another 60 at 9 to 9.50. And 20 black heifers at 900 to 1,000 pounds. Those early consignments for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
We address one of life's eternal questions today. What's the best way to keep the ketchup bottle from clogging? We'll share the scientific approach today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is WeatherCall. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. WeatherCall travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 24th, the 114th day of the year. Barbara Streisand turns 83 today, Shirley MacLaine turns 91, and the Old Farmer's Almanac founder Robert B. Thomas was born on this day in 1766. Science has finally looked at the mechanics of a clogged ketchup bottle. What's the best way to get the red sauce flowing? According to the Melbourne School of Engineering, most of the work should be done with the cap still secure. First, vigorously shake the bottle to get a uniform thickness. With the cap still on, flip the bottle and shake the contents toward the neck. Now remove the cap and while holding the bottle at a 45-degree angle, gently tap the bottom. That's the latest in ketchup science on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up online at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 57 degrees. Highs into the 70s again today with another chance for some scattered thunderstorms. Sure hit-and-miss variety yesterday. Thunderstorm warnings off and on throughout the afternoon. Some small hail reported. Half an inch to about an inch over in Washington County. We had just a few hundredths of an inch here at studios in Marysville. While south of us near Randolph, 3 to 4 inches reported.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are back in action today with a doubleheader after weather causing the delay for game number two with the Kansas City Royals at home at Kauffman Stadium taking on the Colorado Rockies. The Royals topped the Rockies back on Tuesday this week with a 4-3 victory and have that doubleheader today with first pitch at 1 p.m. for game number one. The second game of the day will start at 4:40. Kansas City wrapped up their three-game series against the Detroit Tigers on the road where they ended up going 1-3 for the series, putting them number three in the American League Central. Right now at 10-14 for their overall record. The Tigers are number one in the American League Central at 15-10. In college baseball, the Kansas State Wildcats officially have a win under their belt after their game on Tuesday against the Wichita State Shockers. That coming after a five-game losing streak where the Wildcats put six home runs on the board against the Wichita State Shockers, winning overall 14-8. They now start a three-game series against Houston starting tomorrow with first pitch at 6 p.m.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Building, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call. B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome into this week's edition of the TVL Rundown. Jeff, we're going to start on the track. There was a lot of action going on last week and some records broken. We're going to start over in Axtell down at the KU Relays there last week. Congratulations, Landon Schmitz. He broke the school's 300 hurdle record, running that a sub 40 seconds, 39.74. And then last week, Logan Sandman, sophomore there at Axtell, broke the school record in high jump going 6 feet 7 inches, a record that had been held since 2005. I think every week there seems to be an Axtell Eagle that seems to break a record this year, isn't there?
Well, it seems to be a common thread there with the Axtell teams. Their success in other sports really stems from this. And also those athletes you see are just tremendous in every sport. And again, this is where it starts. And they do very, very well on the track and in the field.
And, of course, finishes from that Frankfurt meet there last Thursday. In the woman's standpoint, from a team, Washington County wins it. Frankfurt second, Axtell third, Lynn fifth, and Blue Valley sixth. While on the boys' side, Axtell wins it. Washington County boys second, Frankfurt third, Lynn fourth, and Blue Valley sixth. Those were team results from the Frankfurt meet last Thursday. Shifting our attention to a meet that happened this week over in Belleville, the Axtell Eagles continue to break records. Caitlin Detweiler broke the discus record set back in 2002 with a throw of 126 feet 6 inches there at Republic County. That was also a score that helped the Axtell girls finished third at that meet. But also in that meet, the Washington County Lady Tigers had a record broken as well. Addie Gakel of the Tigers, she broke the meet record running a 46.32 in the 300 hurdles. And of course, the Washington County girls win that meet there at Belleville on Tuesday. And as we look at team results from the Tuesday meet there at Belleville, in the women's lower division, Washington County picks up their second straight team win. Clifton Clyde second, Axtell third, Hanover fourth, and Blue Valley rounds out the top five. While on the boys' side, Axtell boys win their second straight meet. Clifton Clyde takes second, Washington County third, and Blue Valley rounds out the top five on that one. Don't have enough time to get into all the individual results like we've done this season so far. So, Jeff, where can people find those results if they're interested?
Head on over to the TVL Spotlight on both Facebook and X. I also have a new podcast put up from yesterday with all of the results from these meets, as well as some baseball and softball.
Shifting our attention real quickly now to the baseball and softball diamonds. We talked about team standings, league standings last week with Jeff having those. I want to mention a few teams that I think have the opportunity to hopefully make a postseason run here for the TVL. The Centralia Lady Panthers set now at 10-6 on the season, playing some very good ball. The Onega Lady Buffaloes 13-3 on the softball diamond. On the baseball diamond, I think a team that has the opportunity, the Frankfurt Wildcats, now 11-1 on the season. By the next time we do our next rundown, which will be in 3 weeks, Jeff, we could be talking about some of these teams making a run at a postseason baseball title in the state of Kansas.
And I can't wait. The more sports that we're covering in early May, early to mid-May, is fantastic to me. We talk about sometimes being overloaded, but let's face it, it's a lot of fun to be overloaded in this league.
There's one other thing, Jeff, that I wanted to mention before we close out this segment. You made mention of it last week. Our congratulations to the Valley Heights School District as a whole. They were recently awarded the league sportsmanship champion for the Twin Valley League for 2025. And I know it's something we don't obviously chat about a whole lot, but when it comes to high school sports, I think the most important part about it is that sportsmanship. And Valley Heights has shown excellence here this year and was well deserved of that award.
It's always a lot of fun to go down to Valley Heights. Those crowds are passionate, but definitely the teams are very respectful of both the other team and the referees and everyone involved in those games. So very, like you said, we don't get to talk about that much, but a very well-deserved honor for the Mustangs.
And one last comment I want to make before we sign off here today as we get into the spring season. A lot of our local athletes continuing on their athletic and academic careers. Our congratulations to Gavin Shaughnessy this week signing with Rockhurst University down in Kansas City. Also a congratulations to Mackenzie Baker and Addie Gakel of Washington County as both of them sign with Cloud County Community College this week. As always, if you know a local athlete that's going to continue their academic or athletic career, let us know and we'll be sure and highlight them. We're going to take a 2-week hiatus. We'll be back in 3 weeks with another edition of the TVL Rundown.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for storms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 74. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 50. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 63. Cloudy skies expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 55.
Special sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
It is our 4 p.m. special cow-calf and red cow sale here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Well, this is the way we're going to fire away here today, and we're going to start off at that 4 o'clock here this afternoon after, park the planter. Watch it rain and get in the first calf red heifers. We have 3 Black Angus red heifers OCV. Bred Black Angus, Gendress, and vaccinated and all. They're standing 5, 6, and 7 months with calf. In the first calf families, also some very young cows in this group. There's going to be 12 black baldy 2 to 5 year olds. They're going to have AI Republic sustained February, March calves. Really a super set of 2 to in that group. Following them is 21 black and red first calf families. They're going to have AI Red Energy February calves. Really stout groups of families in that division. And that will be the bred heifers to the first calf families as we start at 4 p.m. here today. Then we're going to roll into Roland Hardin's families. 20 head of black and black baldy families. There's going to be 14 3-year-olds. There's going to be 6 4 to 5-year-olds. They're bred to Jurgen Sam Fall. A Black Angus bull sired calves, guys, with March and April calves on those families. Then we're going to go to 2 groups of 5 to broken mouth and 7 to broken mouth. 58 in one group, 45 in another group. Guys, they've got a good black Sim Angus bull and heifer calves. The first group started calving January 15th. Second group started calving March 1st. So the calves are vaccinated, ready to go. So that is 2 entries there. Then we're going to move into 7 black and red families. They're going to be 4 to 7-year-old. They're going to have March Tronic sired black baldy bull and heifer calves. There's another 6 black and black white face families, 4 to 6-year-olds. They're vaccinated. They will have half-blood Sim calves that side. They've had calf guard Isilgen. In the 15 head group, that's up next, they're going to be black baldy, red OCV families. They're going to range from first calf to 7-year-old, 30-day-old black and black baldy calves vaccinated and ready to go. An additional 8 black red families, 4-year-old to smooth, calves are vaccinated Alpha 7 and Enforce 3. And the fall bred cows, 6 red Sim Angus cross bred cows. They're going to be 3 to 5-year-olds. They're going to be sired by the LHT All-Star. That was a great bull Tronics had and still do have. They will be bred to the Tronic Red Sim Angus bull. Bull was put in 11/24 for 60 days. So calved there the 2nd of September. They are standing at 5 to 6 months. 30 head of black and red fall bred cows. 5-year-olds to smooth mouth. They're going to be bred to Red Angus or Char bulls, ready to go August 1st on the calving. They're 5 to 6 months along. Seven red bred cows, 5 to 7 year olds. They're going to be bred to Tegmeyer Hereford Ewe there in September. They're prigging 4 to 6 months. Then there's 5 black and red bred cows, 3 years to broken, bred to LHT black Simmental bulls. They're 7 to 8 months along. So that is the lineup. Starting here today at 4 o'clock, first calf heifers in the door, then the first calf families up to 5-year-olds, and then we'll move into the hardened cows and calves with a nice offering. Here today on the special Thursday 4 p.m. cow-calf bred cow sale. Hey, have a great day. Thanks for the business. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
KNDY.